Welcome back. The 37th annual Quincy Lunar New Year celebration this year is coming up on Sunday, February the 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at North Quincy High School. So Phil Chong is here from Quincy Asian Resources to talk to us about that. And he's brought a special guest for the first time, but hopefully not the last time. We see Rachel Lee from Quarry's new diabetes prevention program. So welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Happy New Year as well.
Happy
right?
New Year.
So actually, January 29th, Philip, is that when the New Year started?
January 29th, yes, the first day.
The Year of the Snake this year.
The Year of Snake, yeah. And our event's going to be, our festival will be on Sunday, February 16th.
Yes.
It's
the premier Lunar New Year celebration, really, in all of New England, I bet.
Yes. I mean, seeing some kind of like on and off for, you know, different places, yeah. This is something that we're looking forward to. It. It's one of our century events.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Give us kind of the highlights, if you will, of what will be happening that day.
Of course, yes. So one of the three century events, Lunar New Year, one of the largest celebration in our culture. So Year of Snake, 37th annual celebration at the North Quincy High School. Mm-hmm. We partnered with the city. The city, all the support, help us to coordinate planning. It's a fun festival with lots of people.
Like 20,000, I think.
But this one, it looks like 20,000.
Okay.
I hope there's no 20,000. The August Moon definitely.
Oh, August Moon is the one.
August Moon definitely.
Yes. Okay.
For Lunar New Year, just you know, no matter what the weather, just lots of people.
Yeah.
And. Even North Quincy High School is quite, you know, big, mm-hmm. but with all the people jam-packed. So we have safety, we work with the police,
sure.
we work with the fire, and with our volunteers. So with all different vendors, this year our presenting sponsor is Selfco Community Health Center.
Okay.
Also with City of Quincy and Fox Rock and all the sponsors and vendors. It will be a great cultural festivals and performance and food. Make sure that come to check it out.
Yeah, it's 11 to 3 that day. The Lion Dance Ceremony is at noontime.
Noontime,
yeah.
You going to be there?
So, I don't know.
Come on.
Can't be sure.
No excuses.
Well, it's President's Day weekend also.
Oh, okay.
that weekend. So
okay.
There'll be a lot of
sure.
a lot of folks
yes.
around for sure.
Yes.
You mentioned some of the highlights, but what does the Year of the Snake characteristically entail, mm-hmm. Philip?
So I'm a year of dragon myself. Okay. So snake is after the dragon. So snake definitely, you know, a sense of resilience, you know, being persistent. It's really a strong zodiac among all 12 zodiacs in the Lunar New Year. So the first one's rat. The last one's pig, so snake is kind of in the middle.
Okay.
Of course, all zodiacs represent prosperity, good strength, and energy. So,
okay.
This is from my interpretation,
yeah.
also from you know, when I was growing up, that's what I was learning from. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
One more thing.
Please.
This is not my show, but of course I interrupt.
Yeah, of
Sorry
course it's
that.
Your show. I'm just here for eye candy.
So dragon. Come on. So dragon is in the sky and snake on the ground.
Okay.
So it's totally opposite.
Oh.
But it's a big powerful creature, both of them. So.
So was last year.
The dragon.
The dragon? Okay,
the
so we'll
dragon.
Come out of dragon going into snake.
So, exactly.
Okay. So will that be reflected in the festival?
Of course.
On the 16th?
Definitely.
How so?
So definitely arts and crafts, performance, decorations, backdrop, and all those sort of things.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
And a poster, too.
Well, of course.
You see that?
Yes, of course. Oh, should I hold that up so folks,
sure.
folks to see? There we go.
There's a big creature there.
Who created this, by the way?
One of our board members.
Oh, very nice.
Lily Chu.
There we go.
So, yes.
They'd rather look at that than me, I'm sure.
Yes.
It is free free admission.
Free admission.
Free parking at the North Quincy High School.
Yes.
Take the T.
Take the T.
It's really the best bet.
The T's on the full speed. Been doing great.
Yes.
So, yes.
And food, right?
Food vendors, all
yeah.
you know, different food vendors. Great food. So,
are there special foods associated with the Lunar New Year Festival?
Yeah. So, Lunar New Year Festival, we usually bring eating noodles the night before, represented longevity. We're doing dumplings, and we do a lot of we do shrimp with kind of like taking the saying in Chinese is smile when you say shrimp. So I actually cooked a 12 course for my family.
Really?
Of course. Yes, I'm very competent family guy.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I have chicken, beef, I have shrimp, I have the dumplings. Don't ask me those rest of it. I know you're trying to.
No, I think there's a separate show here, you know, cooking with Philip.
Again? Okay. We can try it. That's a good idea.
Might be kind of fun.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes. With health focus.
Absolutely. Health focus. Which leads us into your new diabetes prevention program.
Yes.
So before we ask Rachel about that, tell me about the thought process of putting this together at Quarry, Philip.
The Lunanie or the diabetes?
No, the diabetes program.
So health and wellness is always something that is our priority.
Yes.
So before my time and then since I joined Quarry for the last 8 years, we've been partnering with Selfco Community Health Center, we partner with BI, we partner with South Shore Health, in a lot of preventional program. So with South Shore Health, that we partner with Dana-Farber in terms of cancer prevention for for the elders and for our communities. We before pandemic, we brought shuttles to different cohorts of elders to the cancer center to do prevention checkup and education.
Right?
So diabetes is something that is one of the situation that I would say, not just Asian community, for all of them, we could have been easily neglected.
Yes.
And something is so preventable.
Yes.
And then, of course, you know, for about a few years ago when we launched our mental health initiative, mental health is also something that we've been working on. And then 2 years ago, we got our license. We have our clinicians, bilingual clinicians. We've been partnering with Quincy Public Schools to support families and students, and then of course the community. So the thought process is something that is really challenging to implement and launch with all these things that I just mentioned, but this is something that is so needed, so needed. It makes sense. It makes sense to me, personally speaking. But of course, for the community, it's so needed as well.
Sure, and that's where Rachel, you come in, right, to implement this program. Talk about yourself, first of all, a little bit about your background.
Thank you. So background-wise, I'm a registered dietitian. Okay. I did a lot of my work in the outpatient, fertility through postpartum. So focus on maternal health, but within that population, there's a lot of diabetes, especially during pregnancy. Mm. And so not only through my clinical experience, but both through my own family, my personal experience with diabetes, it's been this roller coaster of learning, continuous learning even, of how do we handle this disease? How do we talk about it? How do we find the challenges that people are seeing? Because like Philip mentioned, it's so preventable, it affects everyone. And so that was one of the things that I'm very passionate about is, you know, it's not just a disease, it can affect your whole lifestyle.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So how does it work at Quarry, Rachel? How does the program work?
Yeah, so we have this wonderful funding from the CDC, and we were granted this opportunity to really take what the CDC has established and kind of make it our own. We work with the immigrant community, and that's not just Asians, that's everyone, right? And we know in this population, they have a different set of challenges than other people. There's language, their priorities are different, culture is different, the way that they come and receive healthcare is different. And so we have this opportunity to say, hey, we know this population really well, let's tailor it and see if we can actually help these people. Because many times the priority for this population is how do I get food on the table? You know, how do I continue to show up to work? And if they're feeling a little sick, they're gonna say, you know what, it's okay, I'm gonna still show up. And so diabetes is really, really in that sense of something that gets pushed off until it's honestly a little bit too late.
Yes, right, right. And there's all kinds of consequences from that, right?
There's
health consequences, obviously, but also emotional consequences, financial consequences too, right?
Yeah. And I think that's one thing that, like, when Philip and I first met, We had similar values in terms of how we see our work.
Yeah.
I see diabetes affecting one person, and that's, you can look at it as an individual level, but we don't live individually. We live with partners, mm-hmm. family, parents, and then from there, we have colleagues and works, so we live in a unit, and then that unit affects a community and therefore a system, and
yeah.
so it affects every part of life, like you said. Financial, health, education, everything.
Yeah. So are you going out into the community, Rachel, and bringing this information? You are.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So that's the wonderful part of working at CORI and having this program is we're able to bring this education on site. We did a wonderful pilot with Amazon at one of our DSP locations, and we said...
DSP? Sorry.
A delivery...
Delivery Service Partner.
Thank you.
Yes. I just didn't want to get
yes,
it wrong.
Yes.
So we did a wonderful pilot program there, and then also at South Cove where we meet the people where they're at. We
yeah.
know that patients go to South Cove for their medical
right.
needs. You know, why don't they stay a little bit longer? We can educate them,
okay.
fill that gap for the clinicians.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. And what is the reaction? Are you being received,
yeah.
favorably? Yeah.
very happily, we are being
yeah.
received.
Yeah.
Definitely very challenging, but being able to see them face-to-face, having that, building that trust and that communication with them while they're in the room, spending that hour of consistency with them,
mm-hmm.
just brings it a lot more wholesome education program. They feel more connected.
Mm.
They're able to get their questions answered. And then, again, using South Cove as an example,
mm-hmm.
if they needed more medical attention, more specific care, they're right there on site.
Yes, yeah. So, I mean, really, you have to overcome kind of a cultural issue first, right, to get them to focus on their health
yeah.
and well-being, and take that important and show them why it's important.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, if
yeah.
they're concerned about being the provider for their family,
mm-hmm.
they can't do that if they're sick, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. So it's been great being able to learn from this community as
really?
Well.
Yeah.
There's just so many subsets of just nuances
mm.
and understanding that, and continuing to pivot and innovate. So yeah.
Yeah. What would you say are some of your biggest challenges in this program?
For me, knowing how the disease progresses,
yeah.
I would love to be able to see younger folks come in and be able to participate. One of the biggest challenges is that it is a little bit time intensive. Like I said, there's consistency, hour a week for a certain point of time.
Yeah.
A lot of people that have that kind of access tend to be older, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, they're still getting the education, the help they need, but we would love to be able to offer this to people that are a little bit younger and, you know, convince them and show them, you know, it's really important to take care of your health at a younger age.
Right. Maybe work within the schools with some of your other programs? Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely an avenue we're investigating, trying to see how we can shape and, again, tailor it so that it is worth it for the younger generation to come in. Yeah.
Right. And sometimes to get to the older folks, you go through the younger folks,
yes.
right?
Yeah. Or vice versa, too, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. yeah. Okay. That would be interesting. Yeah.
yeah.
So do you give them kind of a wholesome, method of living?
Yeah.
Or, yeah. Okay.
So interesting enough, the program's called Diabetes Prevention Program, but we utilize the name Lifestyle Change.
Lifestyle changes.
It really affects, you know, like I said, every part of your life. The education that we provide is, you know, how does stress affect your health? How does food affect your health? How does physical activity affect your health? How do we, what kind of tools are available to help kind of make these parts of your life better quality?
Yes.
And so we provide them with not only education, tools, resources, and then we do like to give them some free packages of veggies and fruits just to
right?
yeah, send them along their
Everybody
way.
Likes a little something for nothing,
yes.
right? So, but are we able to help somebody that already has diabetes, that is a diabetic?
We have actually a separate program for
oh.
that. So we have one for preventative, which
yeah.
we've been talking about extensively. And then we have something that's called DSMES, which is a really long acronym for Diabetes Self-Management Education Support
okay.
System. We'll never hear it.
Right.
But basically,
well, yeah.
It's also at South Cove, we are offering that. It's a clinical program, so
okay.
you meet with a registered dietitian who is able to provide tailored information for you, especially if you're having a specific challenge, whether that's medication, food-specific,
yes.
stress, or something like that.
Yeah. yeah, because as I understand it, there are different types of diabetes, right? So
exactly,
you
yeah.
can manage a certain type with your diet, right?
Yes,
before
correct.
You go to the next stage and have to have medication.
Yeah. The oh. best part about food is you can use it as a tool for all types of diabetes.
Yeah.
just depends on what kind, but power of food.
Yeah. Good for you. If folks want to learn more about this particular program, Rachel, how do they do that?
They can check out our website. We have a beautiful new website as well, so please check it out whether you want to be looking for diabetes or not. Mm-hmm. But at the website, there's our program on there, and there's an email you can reach out to myself at Rachel Lee, Quincy, AsianResources.org. Smile, or, I'm sure Philip is happy to receive emails as well.
It's a fantastic program, Philip.
Thank you.
It's a great idea, and it's a benefit to the community for sure.
We couldn't make it possible without, the partnership and support by the city, Johnson Diabetes Center, Boston College, and Suffolk Community Health Center. So they've been great partners to make this possible.
Yeah, and I'm assuming there may be information about it at the Lunar New Year Festival
as well. Yes, of course.
Yes. And all of your different programs, too.
Yes. So Rachel going to be there.
I will be there.
Okay. Yes. You can put together a healthy diet for folks.
I will.
Yes.
Okay. Again, it's the 37th annual Lunar New Year celebration, Sunday, February 16th, 11 to 3 at North Quincy High School. It is free for admission, and obviously it's a cost for the food, right?
Yes.
But other than that, all the entertainment is free.
Yes.
The festivities and the camaraderie, Philip's recipes. Yes.
He'll be cooking them.
My presence is there.
What's that?
My presence.
Your presence is going to be there. That's right. All right. Thank you both.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.